Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Thursday, May 5th, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. General Property Corporation, $5.40. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $2.80. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 22 securities, of which 7 advanced, 6 declined, and 9 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index advanced by 3.27 points to close at 2,072.16. The Composite Index advanced by 2.02 points to close at 1,447.78. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 0.09 points to close at 109.17. The SME Index remained at 36.19. Trading activity on the first-day market registered a volume of 434,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $4.2 million. National Enterprises Limited was the volume leader with 242,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $726,000, followed by Unilever Caribbean Limited with a volume of 106,000 shares being traded for $1.7 million. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 58 stocks, of which 25 advanced, 27 declined, and 6 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 11.7 million units, valued at over $388 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders. Productive Business Solutions Limited with 2.8 million units, Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 2.3 million units, and Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 1.15 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one advanced and one unchanged as 107,107 shares traded on the regular market, with a total value of $7.32 million. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the volume leader with 100,076 at a high of $73 and a low of $73 before closing at $73. They were followed by Gordon Enterprises Limited, which traded 7,031 shares. For RCI's business report, I am Tova Gibson.